Over the carnage on South African roads this past long weekend, concerns over kid safety is rising, with accidents being the number one cause of death in children, according to a road safety body, Wheel Well. We are joined by Peggy Maas from the Wheel Well, who will shed light on the matter. Peggy, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon to you, Yusuf, and hello to all your listeners, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Perhaps you could begin by sharing with us some insight on the stats that say that accidents are the number one cause of child death. Is it true that the child death toll could have been halved if they simply wore seatbelts?
In fact, it can be more than halved. The road death is the leading external cause of death for our children under the age of 14. And you can more than half that if you use the proper child restraint correctly installed and if you use seatbelt for the taller children.
Yes. So, you know, you've spoken about the using the seat and also the seatbelt. But what are the regulations in this regard? Up to what age are children should be in a car seat? And is it necessary to simply, for a simple trip around the corner, is one then also obliged to use a car seat?
Oh, yes. As soon as the wheels start turning, the kids need to be in a car seat. The law says that all children under the age of 3 must be in a car seat. No compromise there. Children over the age of 3 must be in a car seat if one is available. If no car seat is available, the child must sit on a back seat and use a seat belt.
Okay, so if there's no car seat, then the child's got to sit on the back seat. So these laws, have they been in place for a while now?
The law that included children under the age of 3 to use car seats was amended in 2015. Prior to that, kids under the age of 3 just simply didn't count. And the previous act was brought into place in 1999. So it's been a while.
It's been a while. And, you know, are there any safety guidelines in terms of what sort of car seat should one use? You know, does it need to meet any sort of requirement?
Yes. So, first of all car seats sold in South Africa must be certified according to the European Economic Commission's regulations. So we are signed to the EEC regulations, that is Regulation 4404 or Regulation 129, and that will be displayed on an orange sticker visible on the back or on the side of your car seat. And furthermore, you know, a car seat is very much like shoes. It's not a one-size-fits-all thing, you know. Infants must be in an infant seat up to 15 months rear-facing. Then they can upgrade to a toddler seat up to 4 years with the internal harness. And after that, it's a full back booster until they are 6 or 7 years old. And then they can ride with a bum booster or one of those seatbelt adjusting harnesses until they are tall enough to ride with a seatbelt at 1.5 meters.
Well, on the one hand, you know, we talk about more than half of those who have lost their lives would have been, you know, they wouldn't have found themselves in that fatal condition if they had had the car seat. So how are these statistics gathered and, you know, how are the stats put together and this conclusion, how was it brought about?
Okay, the statistics is gathered by the Road Traffic Management Corporation. They are our lead agency for road safety and for gathering the information around that. So the information is mainly gathered from the scene of the incident. Mm. They should be taking into account any deaths that occur 30 days after the incident and include that in the road red deaths, but that doesn't currently happen. So these are just kids that have died on the scene.
Yes. What about children who travel in taxis? How can they be kept safe while traveling?
You see, taxis and all other transport that is paid for are exempt from car seat usage. And furthermore, which is much more troubling, is that the loading of children for vehicles has not been addressed yet. So a vehicle is certified to carry a certain amount of adults. Now, for those purposes, kids under the age of 3 don't count. So you can basically load these babies into a car until you don't see a ray of sunlight through it anymore, and you're not really breaking the law. Kids between the age of 3 and 6, two kids will count as a person. So it is impossible for a child to sit on a seat with a seatbelt. Kids over 6, 3 children count as 2 people. And again, you don't have a bumper seat. So what they're doing is basically just looking at the weight of the children combined, but that does not go over the weight that is allowed for that vehicle. Then children are not looked at as persons in that case.
So would you say that this legislation is flawed somewhat?
It's hugely flawed. It is hugely flawed because a child is a person, you know, no matter how small, to quote Dr. Stewart. And every child should be able to sit on a seat and use a seatbelt. And unless the loading is not addressed, that is never going to happen.
Yes. Yes, so... these are the things that need to be considered, and we certainly hope that our parents out there will heed the message that has come through from the interview this afternoon. Thank you very much for sharing this insight.
You are so very, very welcome, Yusuf. Have a lovely evening.
You also have a lovely evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, so that was our guest chatting to us about a pertinent issue, you know, the fact that by wearing the car seat, you are, that is part of your precaution while traveling. So that is something that we need to consider. That was our guest, Peggy Mars, from Wheel Well, and the topic that we've been discussing is child safety on SA Roads.